Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Let me tell you something, though, man. When you come to the Brilliantly Dumb Show, you got to start respecting the Brilliantly Dumb
Show. Shut the fuck! You respect the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
He does. He respects the Bob.
No, but he comes on.
Show.
He's not. He doesn't have a
Bob. No, I'm talking about you respect
Bob. You didn't until last night at like 11:30. You're like, oh, by the way, we're actually changing the whole shoot, and we're going to stick the Brilliantly Dumb Show in the middle, and you have to be on it. So you need to respect the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
Wow. He had 11 hours to get one buy or one sell.
Yeah, it's like
I'm selling
the guy
Peter,
bought
selling
the
Peter
guy
tomorrow.
Selling 20 things
today. Good selfie. Yeah. I'm fucking washed, dude. I'm coming back off a 2.5 week trip to Canada. I'm just like trying to assimilate myself back into normality.
Also, when I come on
assimilate
the
as if he's like a like an immigrant from Ellis Island arriving at the Statue of Liberty. He has to assimilate back to American lifestyle. Like he's gonna build the Henry Ford building or something like
no
that.
No more on call drink services.
I remember that.
Can
was
I say another thing? Whoa!
Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
Yeah.
Coming on the Brilliantly Dumb Show is hostile territory a little bit because
that's correct.
The Brilliantly Dumb fans who I invented, they like their shit how they like their shit. So when you bring in like me, Custis, or FP, they don't like us.
That's not true.
That's one. And two, they if you're not on a Zoom call, they're not happy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
There's not windows around your head.
Yeah. So and I respect it because they're used to it.
That is true.
And I remember the one yeah. So I come in peace and I invented all of you. All right.
But that's not, they asked for more. What you like for the Brilliantly Dumb Show is the way you like it for Bob to Sports episodes. Like, Jet likes people to want more of them. So he likes coming
it's
on.
It's not true.
Doing a quick hit, you know, 5-10 minute hit.
If you polled the Brilliantly Dumb audience and they were and you asked them like what guy from our universe would you want to see more of on the show, I guarantee Jet would be the first person that they said.
I think Jet
the only guy left in the universe.
Jerry would be up there too. I think people still want to see more of Jerry.
Well, I meant someone in the existing universe.
But yes. Don not calling the D-Man back after all the D-Man's done for him.
What happened
with that?
That
had to be an oversight because he even texted me after that.
Oh,
he didn't call me, but he texted me.
And what'd he say?
He was like, I'm sorry I couldn't answer the call.
Oh, well, then Don's back. Did he call you?
No.
Oh.
Me? I think I might have messaged him after and whatnot, but yeah. The Don, he's busy doing Call of Duty stuff. Like, or what is it?
Are you back in the bush?
No, I mean, I don't know. I love the Don.
No,
I'm going to see him at Internet Invitational. It's going to be awesome to see him. And I think he's going to be an electric factory. I know he's going to take that shit fucking serious.
Yeah, fuck.
$4 million. This guy's going to be ready to rip heads off. So, but yeah, no. We miss the Don.
I saw the Don the other day hit like a $15,000 UFC morning parlay. He posted on Twitter. He was like light work. It was like 8 a.m. I was like, what the fuck?
He's
I missed that.
The big fish.
One every 6 months, and it'll be like generational. The Lord knows how many of them he's putting in.
He likes chasing the big fish.
He loves like first touchdown parlays, like things of that nature. Yes,
I saw a Stu Finer post where he's like super hot in the MLB right now. I guess he's like. Ready to roll. $100,000.
He's crazy. He's in Italy with his wife on they're there for a wedding and the content is just he's like, we're live from Venice. We're in Venice. Ready to roll. Live in Venice.
The city of Venice does not have power.
He wears like the PMT like t-shirts out in Venice. Like, it's just...
Yo,
it's
he keeps posting,
wild.
Like, piles of Viagra. Yeah. And he's just like, or this whatever. And he's like, I have enough Viagra to, like,
kill an animal right
now.
Did you
hear
the one who tried to go to Florence Casino? He's like, we walked through many, many terrible streets. And then they needed a card. We needed to be an Italian citizen. He's like, needless to say, we didn't gamble. I'm going to eat enough calories to put me down. It's like,
I was talking about on, we did the Bob to Sports podcast. I was talking about, like, imagine being in Italy. Like, they're doing, like, those tours where, like, you tour, like, a cave. And he's outside of the cave. And he's like, all right, ready to roll.
Unbelievable.
Like, imagine being there.
You're in the 16th chapter, and you're in the middle of the 16th chapter, and you're looking up at Michelangelo's work, and he's just Stu Feiner's in there. Just, you know.
I could only imagine him, like, at a better, like, if he's in a hotel for breakfast, and they have, like, a, you know, a breakfast bread, and he's going to the croissant.
Ready roll.
He's going, good morning, croissant. Good morning, cheese. Good morning, grapes. Good morning, my little delicate prosciutto di Parma. Did you see his death row meal video? One of the sickest videos I've ever seen. Sick.
Like,
fascinates me about Stu? I always try to see his top two teeth. It looks like he has no teeth. He has teeth, but then it's like I try to see his teeth. Sometimes you catch a little glimpse of the tooth.
That's really
good.
And then
you're like, I want to see more. Do you understand?
I know exactly.
You know the reason why is because when I had no teeth and then I got my veneers, I remember people be like, oh, Joe's got no teeth. And I'm like, I got teeth. It's just sometimes when I talk, you can't see it.
Yeah.
Stu had the same situation, but he don't have no
teeth. I tell you what, Bob, we see those teeth now, dude. You can see those pearly whites from fucking Uranus.
Yeah. Listen, that's how we know it.
Why are you wearing a Jets jersey?
It's not a jersey.
Oh, Custis
it's a practice
actually
jersey,
this.
Actually.
Who got you that?
Custis got me it.
Oh, that's nice, but he like brought it today, or
I have one.
He has one for you too. But I did.
Where are you getting these Jets jerseys from?
Fanatics. There's a limited drop. Not.
Yeah. Thank you. How about thank you, Custis?
How about a thank you?
He doesn't accept gifts.
I said to Jed on his birthday, by the way, happy belated.
Yep.
I said to him on his birthday, so are you going to go out for dinner or something? Because I was going to send him like Lewis Steakhouse first. He's like,
sure.
I'm never eating again. I was like, what happened to the last supper? He's like, those days are gone. I was like, well, I was going to get you something. He's like, don't get me anything.
He asked for
my address. Don't think about getting me anything. Don't get me anything.
He asked for my address. I wouldn't give it to him because I knew he was going to send food and I can't be eating now. I don't eat anymore. The eating days are over.
Email address and I sent him a gift like that. But he is a very peculiar bird.
Well, you know what I like?
I'm a peculiar bird. Yeah, I feel like deep down inside, like if I didn't offer to do something for you for your birthday or didn't, like, you'd be like upset, but you'd never let the world know. But like on your front, you have to maintain that I'm a dick mode. So like I don't outside, think so. He doesn't want anything.
No, I disagree with that. If you forgot about his birthday, he would appreciate that. He wouldn't hold it.
He doesn't appreciate it. I appreciated the gesture for sure. And like the happy birthday.
Yeah,
that's nice.
I wouldn't be happy if you forgot my birthday. No, but I also like would rather you do forget it.
You know what I like to do? Like when I left him his gift outside his door, I like to like leave him like Goodwill Hunting notes because I know how much it pisses him off. So I left like
that makes sense. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Guys, what does that even mean? What's a Goodwill?
No, I like reading like lovey like type notes like to like I put a sticky note and I put a really sentimental thing to him and then I sign it Bob and like I know how much he hates that shit. So I do.
Maybe he doesn't really hate it though.
Maybe he actually like values it.
I'll tell you what, I have a few.
The gift I gave him, he better fucking value.
I have a few from
fucking piece.
Really?
Yo, come on, man. This
it
I have
was a piece.
I have a few.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of a piece are we talking? Can we talk about it?
We can talk later. Yeah.
Okay.
It was a very. It was exactly what you think Bob would do. I don't like, what do you, like, it's what Bob would do.
Oh, 1-1? One-one?
Stop it.
I love getting him going.
Yeah, I know. This guy's
looted bezel.
Oh. This is the Michael Jordan of watches.
Oh. Remember that guy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is the Swiss Alps of Rolexes.
It wasn't a watch. It was okay.
My
point was, in the past, Bob, I'm lying. He's joking.
Okay.
In the past, he got me a loaf of bread. In the past, I still have some. You wrote me a couple things in the past.
You save it.
You wrote me every day for a year. I have two of them. Yeah.
You save it.
Yeah, I got
See,
two
that's,
of them.
That's
yeah.
really nice. Like, that's yeah, what I'm
yeah.
saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
No.
You,
well, it's just like every. You know, if somebody writes
on.
You.
You like
no, no. But it's not that I like am dying for sentimental moments. He wrote me a really nice thing, so I kept it.
Well, let me ask you.
I don't
this.
Get most
this
people day, aren't this, just writing me shit.
And I was just about to
this
say
is the fucking notebook, Michael.
In this day and age, how often are you getting a handwritten note from anyone?
So nobody. But then for.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? And come to think of that, this morning before I left, I took out a Mr. Burger yellow legal pad.
Did you?
And I wrote my entire family a note. Wow. And I wrote something to Holly, to Gab,
oh, like
and to Dominic for her. Yeah.
That's class.
Because I've never, I have not done that. And for whatever reason, it's something nice this morning was like, just write them.
You know who writes notes for sure?
Go ahead.
Jim Nance.
Yeah. Oh yeah!
He, every
I
hotel,
tell you what, they're probably eloquent.
Every hotel he leaves a yeah. nice. Yeah. Yeah.
He's probably got one of those stamps that he puts that's like
with a signature.
Like, yeah. No, like
oh yeah, yeah, like a balls. Seal. Yeah,
yeah.
He's like a house, letter. Like House
he's
of the
a,
Dragon. Yeah.
He's a notary public.
That was a cartoon character because I'm trying to think about like how he puts on this front. He would be like Shrek. Like he wants the world.
Whoa. No, I understand what he's saying.
I know what you're
saying. He's a miserable okay. fuck, but
you're
deep
right.
down inside,
Joe,
he's actually a nice
And he's tremendously fat.
Who would be the donkey, Joe?
Probably me.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it. But...
Jackass. So
now, it's... Jensen, you got him. You got Jet one of these?
Mm-hmm.
What team did you get him?
A Bears.
Wait, J-Bone,
I just wanted to be publicly known that Jet is a Bears fan. That needs to be publicly understood.
Jensen asked me, he goes, hey, like what NFL team fan is Jay? He's like, he's a Bears fan, right? I was like, yeah, he's a fake one, but like if you want to get him something.
I'm a fan of whoever is covering.
And there's no shame in that whatsoever.
But
no shame in that.
But why are you, where did you go to finesse? You just were like, I want to get everybody gifts?
Well, I got one for you for your
he's
birthday.
Like, shame.
Oh, thank you. I'm not shaming. I'm fascinated
like
by the mind.
Pissed that he got
Let's
you
go
a gift.
I'm not pissed. He got you the same gift. It wasn't your birthday.
And I said thank Whoa. You. I didn't
Can
fucking
I wanna,
shoot.
Yeah, yeah.
I got you one for your birthday, and then after I got yours, they sent me a 40% off coupon, so I got one for everybody.
You know, that's how they get, that's how they really end though. They love 100%. To feed those coupons.
Well, Breezy does the same thing.
No, it's a brilliant business strategy. I mean, breezygolf.com, use code BEARDOWN10, but I mean it's a really, really smart business strategy.
In this day and age, 40% is hard to come by.
That is true.
That's like, true, but like, you know Fanatics is pulling some shit. You know they marked it 40
Dude,
and then took off.
Ruben's got to pay for
40.
That white party somehow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I got so much to say.
If you ever Whoa. Got invited to that white party, would you go?
You have to.
You have to,
you
right?
That's
a white party.
Oh, the, Joseph.
You don't know the Michael Rubin white
clothes? Know.
Oh,
he know.
White clothes?
Yeah.
No, they wear polka dots.
You think he knew?
It's in the Hamptons.
He does this every fucking week.
What'd you do?
You don't, Joe, you don't play dumb every week.
You
don't.
Dumb.
Party. I see people wearing the white stuff. I know that they go to a thing. I don't know what the.
No, it's actually just a Penn State night game they're all going to.
Oh my god,
Chicky! Adding a lot to the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
Yeah, he is.
I just want to be. I just don't want the faithful to come after me. I love the faithful.
Well, he's right about the Zoom. They do hate when it's not.
Oh,
they hate live.
They find out that our goal is to eventually go live all the time.
Whoa. No,
and I guarantee the first comment. Now it's not going to happen, but it might happen. First comment's going to be like, wow, you put a friends of the program up? Doesn't look like you have any friends up there, Bob.
Yeah.
That's going to be the first comment. I guarantee. And I guarantee somebody already wrote it because we're like 20 minutes in. You? It's already been written.
So what I did for some of the guys is I asked them for a second jersey.
Saquon?
So that was tough.
J.J. Watt.
Johnny
J.J.
Football.
Watt. J.J. Watt will be
football.
On there.
B's got to be. Saquon's got
Saquon.
Be.
Yeah, Saquon. Well, also, I need a second jersey from Saquon because I have him.
What about Johnny Football?
I'm going to see him at the internet invitation,
so
I'll have him sign a second one.
You know
got
what
it.
You do? You buy a jersey for Saquon when you do the fucking... The
oh, yeah,
correct.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
You have him
That's
sign
easy.
It.
Correct. You know, like, J.J. was so good about sending the second jersey.
J.J.'s
it's
a
tough
nice
ask,
guy,
though.
Man.
He is.
He is a nice guy.
It's a really tough ask to ask for the second signed jersey, you know what I mean?
Yours off your wall downstairs. And
he sent... J.J. Watt sent me a message on my birthday.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
See, that's the type of guy.
He's all class all the time.
Yeah. Joe, what did you do for Mikey? Like, didn't you give Mikey, like, a Bears jersey?
Oh, yeah.
He was
the all-time worst gift of all time.
Wait, what? Yeah, what?
Wasn't a jersey?
I got him a Jim McMahon cameo, and he goes... Yeah. Joe.
He's my friend.
A dear, dear friend of mine, Mr. McMahon.
You know, like, Mikey, how close are you?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I know him through a
friend.
Don't
like, you know Jim McMahon?
I do.
Like, fucking, they exchange postcards.
He's, by the way, man. By the way, he's
having him over he's a golfer. For Christmas dinner.
Yo, he did that. Like, he doesn't crazy. Know like, Jim Joe, McMahon. You got me a Jim. Jim's a friend.
He's a friend of mine.
He's your friend.
He's a friend of mine.
You know Jim McMahon.
Jim McMahon.
That's every Sunday Bears
Super Bowl winning quarterback. Friends with his son Zach.
I know who he is, but how do you know him?
Doesn't sound
through his son Zach.
Yeah,
McMahon.
But that doesn't sound.
Did you like harass?
Did you, did you see? Did you see?
He will do that sometimes. He'll play it up like he knows. I do it sometimes.
I'm aware. I'm aware.
Jim's dear friend.
Well, I mean, I have.
Me and Mark Ingram were hanging out doing pregame coverage.
I mean, Mark is a great guy. He's another friend.
You know,
another friend.
We had a coach come by.
Yes, yes,
coach. That's great. I like
coach. Coach came by. Coach came by. But no, Jim, I have a personalized Jim jersey in my man cave signed, hanging. I know his son, Zach. And recently, Jim actually promoted Breezy Golf. I don't know if you saw. He wore it to that the tournament in Tahoe.
Did he?
He's decked out and have a day. I tagged Breezy. I took care of that.
So,
yeah.
By the way, too, when that happened, that was, what, 2-3 years ago? Like, I still was like, I was close with Mikey, but I feel like in the last... like year and a half, especially, we've become he's one of my, without question, my best friends. So like this year for his birthday, when we did the Rat Pack thing, I wanted to do something.
That was very special.
So like, I'd like to think that we've moved past the Jim McMahon.
I mean, I was never hung up on the Jim McMahon thing. I thought it was funny. Well, Bob loves to bring up old
Bob
shit.
Bob brought it up.
Bob loves bringing up old shit. He loves it.
Simply said, what Bob was referring to wasn't a jersey, it was a cameo.
No, you're good. I did that by accident. All right, well, we do want to shout out. So we actually are here for the whole one stream. FP should be getting here shortly. And to be honest, we do want him to get his rest because he's going to be hitting the most shots, hands down.
He was just in the Dominican for 3 days.
Oh, my.
He's going to be exhausted.
He was warming up at Teeth of the Dog.
Corrales saw every fucking inch of FP.
Yeah, that's a nice course.
He's going from sleeping at the Westin in Punta Cana to that hardwood floor.
Really sharp course.
Really sharp. Climbing to one of those half-naked.
So... it's brought to you by the fine folks over at Prize Picks. Now, new special for Prize Picks. We're giving away, if there's a good chance that when this releases, we are still doing the hole in one stream. Oh. Hop on in. Prize Picks now. $5 promo code BDS. When you play your first $5 lineup, if that hits, PD, you get $150.
Yeah, and we'd like that to hit.
Which is incredible. On top of that, if you are signed up to Prize Picks, we're picking random winners for... if you sign up this week, or if you're already signed up, you're already entered, we're giving away a lab putter. We're giving away Tacoma Irons, $20,000 in Breezy merchandise.
Well, yeah.
$20,000. So it's our biggest stream yet. Use promo code BDS on Prize Picks for a chance to win. Also brought to you by the fine folks over at C4. They just sent the fridge. They got a mini Jumbotron going up. Everything's coming up, boss. So cheers. Shout out C4 special. They gave you the 300 milli?
Yeah, I walk in, you know, early flight. Car picked me up 4:30 a.m. No coffee yet on the plane. And Jensen hits me with the 300 Miggy. Today's episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our friends over at Kickoff. Listen, it's halfway through the year at this point, and some of us may not have those credit scores exactly where we want them to be. That's where our friends at Kickoff can really help. Users with credit scores under 600 grow an average of 86 points just by paying on time. Transparent, affordable plans starting at just $5 a month. No hidden fees, zero interest. Kickoff helps you score big when it comes to credit. It's simple. You make on-time payments, credit bureaus see good behavior, and your credit could grow fast. And at this point, who doesn't want their credit score to grow and be respectable? Start building credit with Kickoff today and get your first month for as little as $1. That's 80% off the normal price when you go to getkickoff.com/dumb today. That's Kickoff. Without the C, getkickoff.com/dumb. Must sign up with getkickoff.com/dumb to activate offer. Offer applies to new Kickoff customers first month only. Subject to approval. Offer subject to change. Average first year credit score impact of plus 86 points between August 2024 and August 2025 for Kickoff credit account users who started with a score below 600, who paid on time, and who had no delinquencies or collections added to their credit profile during the period. Late payments may negatively impact your credit credit score. Individual results may vary.
All right, so it is good to have the boys get enough. He's probably going to be joining us soon. We're going to go down the row, and Ayans, I'm going to leave you to last.
I don't have anything. Let me go first.
So No. So think of something. I'm going to let you go last.
My brain is in a blender.
Oh, would you stop? I mean, come on.
I can't.
We're going to be doing a buy or sell. I'm going to start. We'll go down the down the line. Custis is ready to go. I am going to buy the Flagel. I think the
Tremendous.
Bro.
Tremendous.
And that would be a staple at Bobda's Bagels. They argue that it's a healthier thing, the Flagel, because not as much
less
bread.
Less dough. Yep.
So less carbs, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
It's not the healthiest thing in the world. But what I like with the Flagel, too, is you can dip it. Like, a Flagel's great for dipping. We will be doing Flagels at Bobda's Bagels for sure.
That's a wonderful call. Like
whoa! I mean, you said it. You got to share with the class.
What isn't going to be a staple at Bobda's Bagels?
Wow.
It's fair.
I'm going to say, the Flagel, another great part about the Flagel is the surface area becomes larger, and when you're talking about like a poppy seed or an everything, you're getting more of this, the yeah, whatever.
That is true.
More coverage.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I've been advocating for the Flagel for some time.
I don't think I've ever had one.
Imagine if like each of the guys can have their own bagel. Imagine if EA got a bagel, it would just be like the green bagel. It'd be a fucking yeah, dude.
Somehow
substitute the fucking bagel for a piece of lettuce.
Oh man,
the tomato and some onion.
It's actually a bagel made of Greek yogurt with spinach with ground up spinach. Yes, I see.
Being a tyrant, I think he transferred some of his tyrannical energy over to EA.
EA's all business. Wow. I've noticed that.
Why are you saying that I'm a tyrant? Where did this guy, a tyrant?
You said it's the year of the dictator.
Well, you literally said he said like it. Joseph Stalin being like, this is my year.
Cutsy called it the year of the dick.
He said he's putting the dick back in dictator.
Yeah. Cutsy, and then he...
But you're so much better now. You really are.
So much better.
Let me tell you, you need a guy like EA. You need a guy 100%. That's going to fucking crack the whip a little bit. Yeah. You got to have that. And maybe it'll be good to get Jet. You know, Jet can, he could loosen his reins a little of him.
I'm loosened.
Yeah. See what I think?
But I'm still on their ass. You can ask EA. I was in his ass.
Has your experience with Jet been good so far?
I was just going to say, I was.
Yeah. Is it what you expect?
I was in his ass a little bit. Not in his ass, but.
You mind hand him the mic real quick? How's your experience?
Wait, but you have to preface by saying EA's coming over to the dark side to help us out. So,
yeah,
it takes a
like it's the dark side necessarily.
But is it what you expected from him?
Yeah. Yeah, for the most part.
Is there times where it's like, all right, he's on one today?
I don't think he's necessarily on one. Tough but fair.
Yeah. Well,
that's a compliment.
At the moment, right there. I think that's a respect thing, in my
opinion. Has he lost it on you at all so far?
No.
Has it been an incident?
Not yet.
What's the testiest thing that he said?
Testiest thing?
It's not...
Yeah, this is a judgment-free zone, by the way.
No, go ahead.
I don't think there's anything testy. It's just more of like, hey, man, you're in control. Do your shit.
Like, whoa.
I like that.
Sounds like a leader.
Like, sounds empowering.
Yeah.
It is empowering.
Yes.
It sounds like a leader of men.
I have some experience with leadership. I think that's a big leader thing because you have to prepare your successors. That's rule number one of leadership.
Don't you dare fuck it up, though, or else it'll be hell.
Well, that's also
not
true.
Even true. Oh, I think.
Also, what are you doing?
No.
Jim's a friend.
Jim is?
Coach is coming. $300 for Jim.
Jimmy Mac.
Jim's a friend.
Jimmy Mac.
I'm going to his house later this afternoon.
We're dude, guy christened my kid.
Coach. Coach is coming. No,
Coach will be there.
What you're going to say is the coach can refer to anybody. By the way,
that's why it's great.
It's like it's John Gruden. It's it's Day. It's Wink. It's literally anybody.
Shout out Wink.
Shout out Julian Sayin, big friend of the program.
So QB1 from Ohio State, possible guest spot on the Brilliantly Dumb Show preseason.
That's a big get.
I think it's just very like it's not testy or anything. It's just very like maybe I have a problem. I speak too forwardly. I think to some people.
You're working on things.
No, I'm not working on that at all. I don't plan on it. But like when with the job, it's like just here's what we need. Do this, do that, go ahead. I think that's where it is. You know,
I've been on one lately though. I will say
you have been gone for a month. Like what are you
trying
talking
to get
about?
Acclimated
it was my
back
one,
to
assimilated.
My one family trip a year that I go on for 2.5 weeks. You would have thought that I left for 6 months, and this guy was like on my ass.
I was not on his ass. When was I on his ass? I'll tell you. I'm not. I would say
I can't one time. Oh, I got something, and he was like, "Make sure it like there was a lot of sunning going on."
Whoa, responses. Because.
So you agree there was sunning.
I don't know how to say this. Like,
go for it.
Just fucking let it.
The things that we talked about this on the other show. The things that really pisses me off. And you're a culprit about this a lot, is when everyone is having a conversation. We're planning. We're doing this. We're doing that. It's going back and forth, back and forth. And all of a sudden, Cutsy joins the chat 30 minutes late on the 1 yard line, and he throws a wrench and everything. He's like, "Wait, what? This like?" And he asks like the most,
you guys,
dumbest.
Ahead because
he'll be like, "Wait, what? I thought we said Wednesday." When for the last 20 minutes we've been talking about a million things, and that pisses me off. So when you come in, I understand. But if you come into a chat,
and
that's
kind of part of the piece of the puzzle.
But it's the way you say it. When you come into a chat that's 20 minutes deep, and you just only say something that only affects you, you're like, "Wait, I have this." It's like, bro. We've been taught that drives me nuts. So when you do that, I will then say it, I will then give it back to you. And I will say, wow.
By the way, you don't do that to anyone else.
No one else does that.
No, I said to Jed, I'm like, yo, you like he's like, the other guys can't take it as well as you.
Whoa,
so like,
Cutsy.
So like, if you could just fucking Cutsy. Reload on me.
That's not true.
You can dump on me because
not what
I
happened.
Can take it well.
But Joe, nobody else does that. Does anyone else join the chat 20 minutes?
That's literally
what we are talking about.
I'm talking about you going off the deep end.
But I go off the deep end on you when you provide like, I can't stand this. Like, I'll
come to you. Okay, Joe. Can I? I want to try to explain a little bit better.
And you can handle it better than everyone else. Joe, but I'm not just out here fucking yelling at you. If you say the dumbest shit on earth, I'm gonna tell you about it.
So, Joe, this is what happens, right? We'll be having a conversation for 30 minutes, and instead of going back and reading and catching up,
this is not gonna
like
go
the last
well.
Like four
this
messages.
Is not gonna go.
I reply to the first message I see, and then I
that
go back.
That could be a problem, though.
And then I go back and then I read through the rest of the conversation. But sometimes,
but Joe, you
these,
have
no,
to.
Sometimes the group chat is out of control.
But Joe,
I miss it for 10 minutes, and there's 55 messages.
That's fine, but
wait,
Joe,
but
you
but
have
Joe,
to
Joe,
understand
Joe, 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 Joe.
How frustrating it is for the other group of people who are like trying to do things, trying to set up, and then you come at the last thing. You're like, "Wait, I have dinner at 6:30 p.m. It's like. Well,
so, I want to put a hard halt to continuing to make plans to do something if it clearly does not fit into what is working for everybody. There's no need for us as a complete group to keep planning. It's like, okay, so we're going to do dinner, and then we should do pre-game drinks, and then we should do this.
You know what?
And so
I understand.
To compile, so I try to do a hard halt. Like, guys, I can't do this.
He's hard halting. Yeah.
You know what? It's a good way to just. It is a hard halt because
you know
it halts.
Do you know what I will say though that you like to do?
The halt.
I think it's funny. Like, you can have somebody could be like, you know, let's do the pod Wednesday. And you can have four people that'll be like, I can't do Wednesday. I can't do Wednesday. I can't do Wednesday. Cutsy will be able to do Wednesday. So he likes to let you know that he can do Wednesday. Well, so he'll
just so
in,
you know, my calendar's all clear on Wednesday. Just
well, no, you know
full availability from Cutsy Boy for Wednesday.
What I will do, which I am guilty of, is I'll click the message that says the Wednesday and I'll do like a thumbs up.
Yeah.
That's very good, though.
And
then, that's very
and then,
good. That's
and then he'll
good.
Put it back on you. Then the chat will continue.
I tried to do Wednesday.
I'm saying the chat will continue, and then he'll be like, well, the original day was Wednesday, and I could do that. So now, you know.
I just want to say for a second here, okay, that barring this once-a-year trip to fucking Canada to visit my family, I am usually very, very easy to schedule.
But,
around.
Joe,
I'm very flexible. I will do what's needed for the group. Like, I'm not like some diva who's like, throwing a wrench in.
You are not a diva. That,
but Joe, that's
not
what I'm upset. That's not what I'm upset about.
Not a diva.
What the annoying part is how you like, just how you go. You're right. You are available almost always. But it's the way you come in when people are planning stuff to then just be like, yeah, a hard halt.
Sticking by the hard.
It is. It literally is a great definition.
You're sticking by the hard halt. You
don't have
not a diva though. That I can assure you.
By yourself, Michael.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Wow. He wants to move it along.
We'll go to the, but to back up what Yams is saying is true. It's that D-Man can take his fucking. You could be very tough on the D-Man. You can hash it out, and he keeps it fucking moving.
It takes a lot to really get me going. Like,
yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. Like, to actually get to you, yeah, but not to get you going.
To get me to the point where, like, I'm perturbed, like,
yes,
where I'm
yes.
physically, like, pissed
Weird.
Off.
Yes, yes.
It, yeah, but I also, especially with some people, and I say some people with you, I will push you a lot more than I will other people because I find it I find it enjoyable. The back and forth, the banter me and Jensen have created amongst each other is good. And like, I do want him to give me shots as well. Like, I think it's funny.
Cutsy will hit you with the he'll make fun of Cusses, and then you know he's feeling himself when he puts the emoji of the sideways guy going like laughing his ass off, and then you know he's laughing his ass off. Nice. He's like, "You're such a soft bitch."
Last night, because I had made plans for the night prior, and so I was not coming from home, so I was trying to figure out what time I need to be here.
Oh, this is
and
good.
He goes, just be here early.
Yeah, and you know he did that to piss you off. Course, oh yeah, yeah. Of you'll be fine.
He's very calculated.
I give him a lot. I give him a lot of licks. It's like the new guy on the scene. Like I've given him the initiation.
He's been with us for 3 years.
But that doesn't count the years where we didn't even know who he was.
That's
he was
not my
sitting
fault.
In a back office somewhere doing a thumbnail. Like,
oh yeah,
where we didn't.
So my work is invalid because you didn't.
I'm
know
not
I work
saying it's invalid.
By the way,
years. You've been on the scene for what, a year and a half? 2 years.
This is when define on the scene.
Like. Coming with trips with us, like part of the crew, like
full time, August 2023.
Damn,
he's got
three
the
years
anniversary.
I will say in Joe's defense, Jensen had been working with us for like 2 years, and we did not know he was working for us.
I remember the first trip with him; he stayed on that treehouse thing in the Florida trip. That's the one.
For me, his tenure started
that's
in Bob.
Trip, but that's not when I started.
His Bob the Sports but tenure started where he tried to cut the record.
Oh,
that is where his tenure. Ladies and gentlemen, the Brentley Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at Mars to Men. So I'm 33. Suddenly everything that used to be easy isn't so easy anymore. And sometimes it can hit you like a brick wall. Even if your body's making testosterone, SHBG locks it up so you can't access it. It's like having money in the bank, but your debit card doesn't work. That's why Mars Men has got you covered. 8 natural, clinically dosed ingredients, 90-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. Worst case, you don't absolutely love it and you get your money back, but over 91% of users report higher energy levels. Thousands of guys are feeling incredible results. For a limited time, our listeners get 50% off for life, plus free shipping and 3 free gifts at mengotomars.com. That's mengotomars.com for 50% off and 3 free gifts when you check out. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent to you.
Mikey, let's go to you, buy or sell.
I've seen about 10 things I would sell this week, so I'm gonna try and just stick to one. I'm going to tell you what I'm selling is these severance packages that some people get. The severance package
like
is
that.
Better than being employed.
I like that.
I'm telling you, it's better than being employed. Did you see Michigan's athletic director, this Ward Manuel? They gave him $7 million. They gave him free lifetime football tickets to all the games. They gave him all these golfing privileges at all these golf resorts in the state of Michigan. I have never seen, it's almost better to get fired. It's almost, you saw the clip of what's his name?
Time.
The coach,
Jimbo Fisher.
Ed Ogeron. Ed Ogeron from LSU. Yeah. He said, tell me where to sign, Jack. when they fired it, he's like, you going to give me $12 million? Tell me where to sign, Jack. No shit.
I know. I think Brian Kelly's being paid by like 11 universities right now.
I'm telling you, the severance.
I know. You're so right.
I'm living for a severance package.
You're so right.
I'm telling you. I'm living for a severance package.
You know who's being paid by everybody? Bill O'Brien's being paid by NFL teams. College teams.
And he keeps getting hired.
Well, these guys, that's another thing. These guys, these coaches get recycled. Like, it's unbelievable. Like, Nathaniel Hackett has a job. Like, it's just crazy Like, it's wild.
There's some, you know, college, like, boosters and stuff. They have so much power when they want somebody gone.
Oh, yeah.
And some of it, it's like, all right, well, if you're going to fire the coach, fine. Like, the same thing with Jimbo Fisher. It was like, okay, you want to fire Jimbo Fisher, you want him gone. Who are you going to bring in that's going to put you in a better spot? A lot of times they just want that person gone.
Yes.
And then it's like, oh, fuck, we just pulled in a guy that really nobody knows that our recruiting is going to go down, but everybody wanted him gone. So I like the buy.
Thank you. Well, it's a sell.
I'm sorry. I like the sell.
But yes.
I like
yes.
The
he's buying it for himself.
Custis.
Me? All right, this one's going to really, I'm apologizing in advance. This is going to really piss off Yam.
I know exactly where he's going. Go ahead.
What am I?
Some soccer bullshit.
Okay. I am selling that how the fans are making everything about the World Cup being rigged. I still hold my view for Messi. But
you hold that opinion.
No, not everything. I just think it's for Argentina and Messi. But I think
if it was rigged, he would have won.
Fans have taken it too far this year. Well, you can't win if you don't take a shot. Fans have taken it too far, I think, this year. They're just every decision is like being called rigged, and I think it's annoying.
I think that's crazy because you are the leader of that movement, and now you're selling that movement.
Only for Messi.
Argentina team going to the finals rigged.
Yeah, Custis.
Well, it was.
Yeah, that.
But you just
contradicted what you just said.
No, not every. I think every other, like most. All
this
the
is
other
crazy.
Teams are fine. I just think it's for Argentina to get special treatment. I don't think that's a rare opinion, but I think like.
Yeah, but if you start, but J-Bone, you starting that controversy, right? You are putting the first flame or the first piece of wood on that fire. Like you're like, sure. Argentina's rigged. So now you're opening the door for everyone to start saying everything else is rigged because
right,
you started
opening the door.
So you're
sure,
selling
I'll
yourself.
Put my hand up, sure. Like sure, I'm selling.
He's selling himself. This is crazy.
I'm selling myself.
I've never heard it.
I will admit that the Argentina thing is like I don't think it's messy. It's not Argentina. It's just messy.
Okay, all right.
You have
you're by yourself.
You have such a hang up with this guy, man, because he plays against your Orlando FC City team.
But the
reason that you hate him is so preposterous. He's the greatest football player of all time, and you continue to take shots at him for whatever reason.
Like we talked about
better than Tom Brady.
Wow.
I don't understand.
Okay, he's such.
I tell you what, though, we here at the Brilliantly Dumb Show were on Spain since Euro 24. that is a known fact.
Yeah.
That is a known.
Oh, you mean
fact.
Mikey Football? Mikey Football.
Yeah. Very profitable season,
like,
Joe.
Tell you what, you really see
very
you
profitable
see that,
season.
That ChatGPT graphic coming up with the Mikey V.
You saw
a winner.
Oh, that's good. Cuzzy's cup.
I like
Mikey Pitch.
Cuzzy's cup.
Got to do a new Ask Bob now.
Mikey, like one person will be like, Mikey, who do you like to win the World Cup? And then like 2 seconds later, Mikey be like, everybody's asking who I like to wear. I'm getting it left, right, and center.
Yes,
now,
yes.
I've been saying, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, Bob, if one person's asking, that probably means 20 more people want to ask. They might be afraid to ask, but I'll give you the information.
I can't get to my morning workout because I'm getting bombarded.
I've never said that. Well, I've never once said that. I've never.
Dude, when you see
that parking lot, you're
that's my daily walk.
You're just going to hit
the angle. It's a bad angle.
It's a bad angle.
It's
his HQ show. I've already talked to him about it. I'm the most excited about it of anybody. You take the fan, okay? WFAN, Mike Francesa, lean in on the call-ins.
Oh, I love that.
Mikey live from Bob HQ, the same similar setup like Francesa has. Bring that back for the new school and the old school. Get it?
Yeah.
Heavy calling dumb.
Oh yeah.
Live show.
That'd be
1 hour in and out would murder.
All right, let's go to Pete.
What did
Pete in Massapequa? Come on, Pete.
What did you say, Bob? I blacked out.
Like, do you remember Mike Francesa?
Yeah. Were you saying to do that at HQ?
At HQ. A live
show Sunday
morning. Oh. Heavy call in dominant of people coming in. He would murder.
But Mike, you're gonna have to fly here every Sunday.
Yeah. That could potentially be a problem.
He said that. He brought that issue up, and it was a very...
So that's
very
you're like, I know, because I had... yeah, that's a great idea, but yeah.
Studio that if we needed to.
Yeah, I could definitely swing, like, once a month for sure, remoting in for sure, but the call-in thing is what really... Because I would be exactly like Frances and just be, okay, you don't know what you're talking about.
So great.
You'll have to batch film, like, 4 weeks of NFL hoping, like...
No. It'd have to be a
week
one,
like,
no,
talking
no.
about the games, yeah. hoping that they're going to happen. Hoping no one got hurt.
We could like build the same set there.
Yeah, like for his house. You're saying? I know something special about having it down.
Yeah,
there.
We'll once you start, Sundays. once you let him get away with remote work, it's over.
I will say.
Oh, like, that's preposterous.
Well, no, that's
him,
true.
No,
I'm saying in general. In general, as like a
oh society.
Like,
yes.
Like when when everybody started working remote, it's over.
Oh, it's disgusting.
So if we're starting this, it's got to be happening here.
The worst part about remote work is the traffic. Because it just created, because everyone, nobody goes in it, so they're all driving. They're all on the road all the time now. You can't travel at any point without traffic.
I don't even remember what like meetings were like when everything was in person. Because everything's on Zoom now.
Yeah, I know.
And it's just so unprofessional across the board.
I know. I'm a big. You gotta like show up. If I was
yes,
you gotta be
like can't you know people go camera off now. It's like imagine if you were going like this in a fucking like in person. it's camera off is the I do it every once in a while just because it's available. That's the craziest concept of all time. If you're in a work meeting, show your fucking face,
dude. My favorite.
I don't
shit.
Disagree.
Petey's got like that old. This is where Cutsy's angel show is on Zooms. Cutsy will come in. And he'll have his face like in the camera like this, and like he won't back up. Like he'll be like this. It's like when my dad goes to like take a video or does like a FaceTime, and you're just looking up his nostrils. Like,
well, what about when it was just the avatar of him eating the sandwich?
Oh, it's still the best.
That's my favorite. He does it from that's my absolute always. Favorite.
So he's always like moving and then like going. He hits him with the cutsy hat move.
Yeah. Petey, with that said, let's go over to you by yourself.
Yes.
Good app.
I'm going to sell this week, and I'm so over this shit. Like, it's just like, it's so clearly fake. It's so clearly scripted, and it's so clearly, like, done for clicks and views and, like, to push a higher agenda. The fake beef has got to stop. Now it's Tom Brady and Logan Paul.
Great one.
It doesn't exist. It's not real life. And they put clips and they put it on social media and they're trying to get a WWE match out of it and they're trying to do this. And listen, I get it. I get it's good for business, but it's so clearly and evidently Tom doesn't want to slap Logan Paul. What are we talking about? So like, and you know that something's going to continue to compile until there's going to be something where Brady's in the WWE ring. And like, I get it. I understand it's showbiz, but like, don't sell it as reality. Don't push this like, oh my God, Tom Brady just slapped them on stage. Like,
it's a work.
It's all scripted.
It's a work. That's what they call it in the business, a work.
The big beef has got to end. And this is where it starts to piss me off because then you start to see the UFC fighters then with the Sean Strickland and then the Chimaev fucking going at
brutal.
It. And then
that was
all buddy-buddy at the end.
I felt duped.
Like, so that where do you draw the line? Like, are you trying to sell fights? Are you trying to promote stuff? I want beef to be beef. I want these guys. I want a quarter pound beef sizzling. I want these guys to kill each other. Whoa. I want when Drake and Lamar, Kendrick Lamar, are ready to fucking rip each other apart and they're doing diss tracks.
You want like Biggie Tupac.
Yes. I want, where's the real beef? Where is the beef?
What's beef?
There's no more beef. It's all what's fabricated. It's
dude,
fucking
watch you see like Cutsy and Denton Doggett at like dinner together. Like it was all they're at the diner together.
I can assure you that's not happening anytime soon.
All right, folks, letting you know that the Brilliant Dumb Show podcast is in fact brought to you also by our good friends over at Hims, sponsoring us. Hims weight loss. All right, listen, we all have our weight loss goals. And we need to jump on that journey, I being one of them. So this is something I may take up very soon as well. Hims is going to make it very easy for you. This summer, it's time to hit them. Weight loss by Hims is designed to support you every step of the way. And now Hims offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. So you can lose the weight, keep it off. Losing weight is one thing, but looking and feeling your best is a whole nother thing. That's why Weight Loss by Hims now offers access to some of the top FDA approved pills and pens from Wegovy. Do yourself a favor, lose up to 20% of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off, something I need to desperately do. So go ahead, if you're ready to reach your goals, as I am as well, visit hims.com/dumb to get a personalized affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/dumb. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions, visit hims.com.
Ask for the beef one more time.
I want the beef.
Yes.
Give me that sizzle. Give me that fucking quarter pound grass-fed real homegrown
A5 Wagyu.
A5 Hokkaido beef.
Oh, the Hokkaido. The snow beef. The snow beef. Raised in the mountains, Michael.
The old snow.
He loves that. He loves that. He loves that.
He loves
that. He loves the snow beef. Loves
unbelievable.
It.
I was saying he had the one of Mikey's Wagyu comment.
Yeah, Mikey went Wagyu, and then he went with the...
Well, I was. That's what I was hoping for. He's got the terminology.
I can't wait for TikTok Clippers to get that beef thing of like the, I want the beef.
And then just loop Biggie, what's beef in the back.
There's a man. Like,
that's really
really nice.
All right, Chicker. Plenty of time to fucking prep a nice little buy or sell. You've been terrific so far.
All right, I'm selling, shocker, but I'm selling.
Shocker.
I am selling the 24-hour sports news cycle, okay, especially during the summer. And how out of hands it's gotten. They're like grasping at straws for things to talk about, first of all. Second of all, like, these guys like Nick Wright, no offense, Stephen A. Smith, no offense. You just, if you're an expert at everything, you're an expert at nothing.
I've had
enough of like turning on seeing them talk about everything. I get it. It's like the way it goes now. But like, let's bring in some, like, there are soccer guys. There are people in other sports that they bring in. This like, woe is me. Like, it's the new holier than thou.
That's a great
new attitude.
That's a great quote.
It's a great take.
If you're an expert at everything,
you're an expert on nothing. That's right.
Is that something to take that already? Because that's a great quote.
Well, there's rather know a little about a lot than a lot about a little. I don't know.
If you have a million friends, you have no friends, or something like that. Like, if everyone is your friend, then no one's your friend.
Classic jack of all trades.
Master of none.
Yeah. I tell you who nailed it, soccer-wise. Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Oh, I should have bought that.
Fucking nailed it.
I should have bought that.
That's
a
communal buy.
Oh, yeah.
That crew was the best.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, they're the best.
And you heard what he said, though. He goes, Zlatan is done. He's not going to do it anymore. Now, I think he's just saying that because someone's going to throw him a big old bag.
Yeah.
But smart play by him to say he's done, because I thought he was the best analysis I've ever heard.
Michael, have you ever seen the Paramount Plus European coverage with Henri Zlatan, and then they have that guy, Micah?
It's Henri, Micah Richards.
I don't remember. Jamie Carragher.
Oh, yes.
The greatest show of all time. It's like their TNT NBA Thursday times 10. It's electric.
Very good.
What I liked about Ibrahimovic is he just gave it to you how it was.
100%. That's why he was so good.
USA, he was like, but what, they were terrible. Like,
the thing about him, he would give you the beef.
He has this
way about, you can tell he's hyping himself up, but he does it in like a likable manner. It's and you're like, I know you're doing some bullshit, but I like it.
I mean, he talks in the third person.
I know, and it was awesome.
You're 100% right. He does it in a way where he does not come off as like he's a douche.
It's like charming. It's like,
he's very charming. Yeah, awesome. He's really awesome.
Like, and the other guy's hilarious. Henri's funny.
Like, so when he came to the MLS, he came to MLS for 1 year in America.
Zlatan.
And he scored the most banger goal of all time in his first goal. Like, he scored from, like, halfway, half field. Like, so
I remember,
And so, like, his whole thing is, like, when he scores, it's like, Zlatan didn't score. The goal allowed to be scored on by Zlatan.
Yeah, he's like Chuck Norris.
So good.
he's the best.
Let's now, nice little pod. Coming here, fellas. Yeah, I like this. I know they don't love the live one, this is nice. This is really, really nice. Now it can get worse. Let's get the ass Bob going. There will be no top five this week.
Do I need an ass Bob?
You do. Yep. You do. No, you're gonna go last.
Can I get some fucking notice?
I had one, but it got spoiled already.
Why did yours get? Answer. What happened to yours?
Can I say what I was gonna ask you? Because it's
yeah.
I was going to ask you who won the World Cup this year, if you were paying attention.
Like, what are we doing? Like, what?
Yeah, I mean,
Michael.
Yeah, no, we discussed it because I got roasted for like a week about it.
1,000%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But even if
I didn't know if
roasted,
you paid attention to them.
Granted, if you asked me, you know, in the rounds of 32, then there'd be a problem. But at the same time, you want to expose me more. Like, you want to get fucking that nasty shit.
Speaking of which, I guess I'll lead off and then we'll head down to Jet.
Yeah. Expose me.
Bob, I'd like you to tell me what an aphrodisiac is. What is?
Can I tell you something? I've heard of that. I don't know what it is.
Whoa!
I don't know. Jet.
I don't know what it is.
Jet knows.
I think I know what it
is.
Yeah,
Jet knows.
I think I know what it is.
You know.
I know what it is.
I know.
Yo, I know you know. I know you know.
Oh yeah. I definitely know what it is.
Oh yes.
It's a great question.
It's a great question.
Down it out.
Afro.
This isn't a spelling bee, Pete.
This could be very dangerous.
So now I know what it is.
You do?
Well, based on what they're saying, I knew it was between three things, and now it's between one.
Wow.
What?
Narrowing it down. No, you narrowed it down. Yeah, yeah, pretty good.
I could be wrong.
Jensen still has no clue.
No, I don't. Afro. Why are you telling me to spell it out?
Afro. That won't help you. It won't help you.
Okay, that threw me for a loop.
Yeah, that won't help you. Don't try and don't like compartmentalize it. It's not gonna. Yeah, won't be good. Uh oh, something's brewing up there.
No, ready. But wouldn't that be nocturnal?
No. Let him cook.
I'm letting him cook.
I think this is wrong.
Okay.
But this is the only thing. This is one of those where if I have it in my head, yes, I will tremendous. Say it.
Yes.
I think an aphrodisiac is... Come on, man.
What happened?
And like,
I think an aphrodisiac man...
These nuts.
I think an aphrodisiac is somebody who is awake during the night.
That would be an insomniac, Bob. Insomniac. That would be an insomniac.
Now I want to hear what Jets thought is.
Well, now I'm nervous.
Welcome to the fucking show. Welcome to my show, you, dude.
Is it what I think it is based on his reaction?
Go ahead, say it.
Okay, it's either something that makes you, like...
Horny?
Horny, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go. Horny,
it was between that and really tired. I didn't know which was
something that you take to get the libido.
Right. Like an oyster is an aphrodisiac.
It's stuff that you eat.
Or like honey.
I suppose. I don't know. Bitch,
honey? Those honey... Yeah.
Yeah. It's a natural aphrodisiac.
Squirtle knows about them honey packs. Whoa! Squirtle knows.
He was throwing them out like he was Oprah the other day.
Teddy ball game.
You get a honey pack. Right, next to you, I'm Teddy. You want a honey pack?
Teddy ball game.
Squirtle just wants to get a rock off.
I could see...
Squirtle wants to turn into Blastoise.
Good. That was real good. Well, you have to say that Bob, he had the last portion of it.
It would be really awkward if I was like, something that makes you horny.
And that was wrong?
No, it actually makes you tired.
Yeah,
I didn't want to say
I get
it.
That. Yeah. Now, this could double down. The thing that I always struggle with is, isn't a amphibian something that can breathe outside of water and in?
Yeah. It could
like an alligator.
I have no fucking
alligator.
Is a reptile.
Frog would be
a frog. A newt. A newt
that can breathe underwater and out.
Yeah, they can live on either.
But a crocodile can breathe outside of water.
But a croc is a reptile though. It's categorized as a reptile for whatever reason. But yes, it can come out of the water. You're correct.
Right.
It's out of the water a lot of times. I believe it's a shore.
All right, nice hit, Michael.
Sorry,
nice
buddy. Hit. I'm sorry.
We will go over to Jens if you're ready. If not,
I got to rethink. Can we go to Yahoo?
Who won the Super Bowl this year?
I got one. No, this guy just watched soccer. I felt like that was if you
go
didn't
ahead,
know, it would have been a great.
That would have been
World
bad.
Cup just happened though.
D-Man, exactly. It's over to you.
That's why it would have been a great clip.
All right, so Bob, my question for you this week on the Ask Bob segment is. I would like you to give me the shape.
This is a problem.
Of a stop sign. What is the shape of a stop sign?
I'm between two.
What? Do you know it, Michael?
Yeah, I know it.
It's not.
You know it.
I do know it, but you were looking confused.
It's a hexagon.
I'm very dumb.
That is incorrect.
That was my guess.
Octagon?
Yeah, it is. It is. That's why he
isn't a hex six.
Yeah, but it's
one,
eight,
two,
yeah, but there's eight.
Three,
there's eight
four,
on a stop sign.
Six, seven.
Bob, I was gonna say
now when he prepped me with that question, I said Bob's sick mind. I said I think
UFC,
he's gonna get it because that's exactly what
but
I
that's
said.
That's why I thought of the UFC cage.
But you know that's the octagon.
I know. I thought the stop sign was six. So
okay.
I said,
okay.
Fuck, man.
I mean, honestly, I will say this. It wasn't that bad. You knew both shapes. It's
yes.
Not like you had. It's not like you said a square.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
tough.
You know what I will say? I watched all the episodes of Brilliant Dumb Show. It's way harder when you're sitting in the hot seat.
100%.
And you're not like, and you're not behind like a screen.
100%.
Like, if I was watching at home,
thanks.
I would have been
that's
like, oh, God.
Did you know Octagon, Custis?
I would have if I wasn't like behind a camera.
Okay.
I thought it was a hexagon
three,
too.
Four, five. I literally I'm thought of the UFC cage. And I
could
no,
tell you the most random
that.
Shit ever, yeah. But I don't know that.
Fuck. All right.
Joe thought it was a hexagon. Too.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
What happened?
It's next. Next man up, Jet.
Did he say it?
Oh, he did.
Did he say it? Did you think it was a hexagon?
I was torn.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate that.
I actually, because to your point, the same thing, I had to look back at the shape.
Okay. It was torn.
Because I've seen so
oh, you just
people
caught between a rock
out.
And a to your point, place. I had to look to find the answer.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's not, yeah.
The reason being, you have to actually, I'm more visual. So like when with anything that I see, if I see something, it's a lot easier for me. To answer based on the
you said I was torn like you were choosing between like a child and you, but it was just a hexagon or an octagon.
But that's what I'm saying, his answer was not bad. It wasn't
I
no,
really thought I had
wasn't
that.
Bad
I was right
wasn't
on
that. Bad
it's still open.
I got one for you
it go is. Ahead
and I know you guys have done geography a little bit and so I don't
we haven't in some time though I don't
okay think so I don't know if this has been asked before but I want you to name me three countries in Europe but you can't the second you name a wrong one you're out.
Oh, Bob, you got this.
Yeah, you got
three
this.
Countries in Europe. Don't say.
I'm not saying.
But he's going to name like a city. He's not going to say a country.
You got it. You got that.
Yeah.
You got
I
that.
Got it. I got it. I got it.
Let's nail one
everybody,
right out of the.
Come on, Michael. Yeah. Michael.
The other's fucking.
Just nail one. Oh, boy.
Grab my phone.
Everybody chill. Everybody chill the fuck out. Okay?
Knock him out.
Spain.
Bang.
Correct.
Bang, bang.
Portugal.
It's correct.
Bang.
The corner.
Italy.
Wow.
Now, did the World Cup help you there?
100%.
Yeah, you went with Portugal. That's a little out. Yeah.
That, hey, Portugal, why. I did not. He goes, Spain and Italy, I thought were like automatics.
Cape Verde.
Oh, that would have been brutal. Or like Argentina or something like that.
Argentina would, yeah. Paris or, I thought he was going to say London.
When EA did the clip, and it was really funny, I forgot that it happened, when Joe was like, you know, if you turn, like, what would that be? And I was like a 180. And he's like, now what if you just went to the right? And I was just like, was oh, well, that was not the question.
Not the question.
Not, that was
let's
not
move on. Yeah. Let's move on here.
Custis, over to you.
I gotcha. So my question is, what does the DC stand for in Washington, D.C.?
No.
Wow.
I think we've asked.
Yeah, we have asked.
Oh, have we?
Well, it was like a side question. I remember.
We've done
that? I don't remember.
No,
I don't remember. I don't remember.
And I think I said what I thought it was, and I got it wrong.
Oh, fuck.
It's a good question.
I know.
To redeem yourselves.
Yeah.
I think you got it right, if I recall.
District of Columbia.
Very well done. Hey, that's not bad. That's two for two.
Was,
two for four. 50%.
Yeah,
50%.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
I know the hexagon thing bothers me because I had that the
Insomniac was such a great answer though. I almost want to give him a credit for a correct answer because that was so good. That made me laugh so hard that it was great.
Yeah.
Was
great. All right. Well, look, here's the deal. I mean, I think those are real strong. It was nice to have the boys in.
Yeah.
Custis, thanks for filling in. Is FP up? That's what I'm concerned about.
Concerned.
I don't know if FP is awake.
Should we call him?
It's 11:40.
Oh boy.
Oh, he's 30 minutes out?
That's okay. We can start with that. We'll start with you three.
So we're going to be going into the prize pick stream, which is going to be good. Also, if you can, take a look on over to the Bob HQ account. We had our Spelling Bee video that came out awesome. I thought production did a great job with it. Really, really shout out to production. Take a look over to the Bob HQ. Reminder, you have a chance for the giveaway. We have irons. We are giving away a lab putter. All you have to do, make sure you're signed up to Prize Picks. If you're already signed up,
you got to be in
the
stream
too. BDS promo code, you got to be in the stream. But if you're already signed up with the BDS promo code, you're already in. But make sure you have used the BDS promo code. I think that does it for another episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Fellas, we appreciate you guys joining and welcome. Phenomenal stuff. Good content coming out. Mikey V is going to be joining for the Bob HQ videos. We'll see you next time. The Brilliantly Dumb Show.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.